weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Another day, another election. This time it's for a new Cambridge Bard. The event to elect the new Bard is part of the Other Words Festival and takes place at the Cambridge Junction on Sunday. Marion Leeper is the current Cambridge Bard. I'm pleased to say she's made it back into Cambridge 105 this afternoon.
Nice to be here. Probably my last time as Cambridge Bard.
Well, you don't know really. There might you might have a small majority, and you're just pulled in.
Oh no. No, there's going to be a splendid new bar.
We have not one, but two guests. Faye Roberts is just making her way into the studio as well. So we'll have a quick shuffle around, shall we? Is that the easiest way to do it? Marion, if you take your green microphone with you, and then if Faye could pull in purple. There we are. Hello, Faye. I thought you weren't going to make it for a moment or two.
So did I, yes. It was very exciting.
How did you get? It was an exciting journey to talk about. Sometimes it can be more exciting than the...
well, there was the bit with the ambulance, which I didn't hear until it was right on top of me, and then there were the suicidal cyclists. And, it's you know, all part of driving
in
Cambridge.
I'll let you get your breath back.
It's all good, I'm here.
There you're good, okay.
Very zen-like. It's good.
It's good.
Yes.
Okay. But, Marion, just continuing with you briefly, start off with, you've been barred for 12 months.
Nearly 12 months. Yes, yes.
And you were the first one.
The very first. So that was a bit exciting. I could do whatever I liked. I could say, this is what the Bard does.
Now, I noticed you've brought a different stick with you this time around.
Oh.
Is that rather like when you win Wimbledon, you hold up the big trophy and then you get presented with a little baby one? Because that's not as higher quality stick as I've seen with you before.
It's a very sad story. I actually lost my stick, which was beautifully whittled for me by Faye. And
Faye is holding her head in despair.
No, not despair. It's maybe a little bit of mourning.
Mourning. Yeah, we're all in mourning. So I've sent out an SOS on weird Facebook sites, like Odd Things About Cambridge. They said that's very odd. And just in case, I'm whittling a new stick. But I am sending out pleas for people to, if they find a brightly wrapped, beautiful hazel stick, the Bard needs it. I need it to give the next Bard.
To pass it on down the line. And Faye, on Sunday, you get to choose that next Bard. Do you have a line-up? Is it Sunday that gets chosen?
It's Sunday, yes. It's not just me, obviously. This is the difference between a Bard and a laureate specifically is that they're chosen by popular acclaim. So the idea is we get as many people as we can into the venue, and those people vote for who out of our five contenders.
What sort of voting system do you have? Is it first past the post, proportional representation?
Oh, it's a kind of a mix.
What sort of clapometer kind of stuff?
It's strictly knockout.
It is a bit of knockout, but we have a bit of proportional representation. In the first two rounds, no one's eliminated, but people get to cast two votes each after each round. So they could give two tokens to their favourite or whatever, or they could, as one of my colleagues put it, you know, they could put one to the person they've come with who they feel guilty about, but then they could give the other one to the person who they think would actually be the better Bard. So you can sort of mix
it
up.
It's more like voting for the mayor or for the police and crime commissioner when you've got to put a tick in the second box.
Yes, it's a little bit like that. And then we eliminate after the first two rounds. The first two rounds are a task. So we've given them a commissioned piece to write. They've had a week to write it. They will have had a week to write it by the time it gets to Sunday. So they have to choose one of three themes, or if they want to combine all three themes, that's even more exciting. And they have to read out, perform, even sing, if they want to sing it, as long as they're using words and they're using performance to convey their response to this task. Then in the second round, they give their statement of intent. And the statement of intent, I don't know, it's a bit like that kind of thing you put on your university application form.
I nearly said manifesto, but I think we've done enough election analogies here.
So we like statement of intent because it's not a promise. It's an idea of the shape of what they would like to be able to do with the role, and it's also an idea of what they've been doing already quite often in, I think, last year and with us and with other bardic systems, we've seen people talk about what they're doing already in terms of the life of the town. That's usually quite a good way of doing it, is to show you're already engaged with the community, you're already
doing
it.
Because you
have
to come for the 25 miles radius. It's
26 miles, yeah.
26, okay.
The old form is saying within a day's walk.
But it doesn't actually mean you have to walk.
Yes, exactly. And also, that's a little exclusionary if someone has mobility difficulties or whatever, so we thought we'd take the model that Strawberry Fair use for their band competition.
Yeah.
That's 26 miles, and we thought, yeah, that's a... Is that a marathon? Have I got that right? Yeah, that's a marathon. So we thought, right, yeah, just make it a marathon distance radius. And I think the furthest away we've got actually is someone who's 11 miles away. It's everyone's from really quite close to the centre of Cambridge.
And why does Cambridge need a bard in the first place?
We were quite astonished to find out that there wasn't anything like that.
Has there never, not even sort of something that gets resurrected or anything?
No, that we did a fair amount of research. We found there was something to do with that with the university, but it turned out
there's a university orator.
There's a university
and
orator.
And he makes speeches in Latin.
Yeah. So because the idea of the bard is definitely a town-based of the people, it's supposed to be the common language, that kind of thing. In the old days, a bard would be someone who held the history of the tribe, who was someone who also settled debates, was someone who was basically a holder of truth, and also someone who communicated to the people who they were, if that makes sense, if that's not too wildly philosophical and political. Philosophical, I guess, yes. Philosophical and metaphysical. But, yeah, we didn't have one. It's clear that Cambridge is a place full of clever and insightful and articulate people, but it would be lovely to think that there could be a person who could bring together, you know, the thoughts of the people, the emotions of the people, because politicians don't get to do that in the same way. They don't get to be artistic and emotional on behalf of the people who are in their care in that same way. And a bard is absolutely about that. That's what art is for in a lot of ways, is communicating feelings, is communicating history, all that kind of thing. So these things that politicians aren't quite as free to do, a bard definitely is. A bard can raise awareness of things in the way that a politician can't. A bard can work absolutely the personal as well as the broad and, you know, city-wide or even further afield.
I mean, do you think you've achieved all of that in these past almost 12 months?
I look back at the brief, I look back at what I said I'd do, and I thought, oh, help. But I must say my favourite commissions were when I got people to tell me what they thought about something and turn that into a poem. So I took their words and gave them a bit of shape.
So reflecting it back again to a certain extent.
Yes, I like what you said about telling the people who they are. That was the bit that was most fun.
And it's, you know, and Marion's... She's not just waited for things to come to her. She's gone looking for things to talk about, things to get vocal about, which is exactly what the bard's for. And we say it's any art form that uses the power of voice, the power of words. And this time in particular, we've got a really broad range. We have storytellers and we have poets. And we have, but a lot of people cross over. And we have one person who's mostly a singer-songwriter, and another lady who's poet stroke singer-songwriter, and one guy who is a comedian stroke poet, and then two storytellers, one of whom also does poetry. So there's
I'd be intrigued to find out who comes out as the new bard.
Yeah, because it's, we can't wait. We're so excited.
But it's also, it could Marion obviously has set the scene for the first year, but actually if you have the comedian or the singer-songwriter decides that everything will be set to music, it just takes in a completely different direction.
Absolutely, and kind of as it should be, really. We're trying to represent as much of how people... Like I say again, how people feel and what their history is, and there's all sorts of different ways of developing and expressing that, and that's one of the reasons it's a good idea to have a new person every year, is you're giving breadth to that and you're adding to the history and tradition.
It'll be someone really different from me.
Yeah,
I think that's what it needs
we've got
to do.
What was amazing with you is you brought both storytelling and poetry in, so you were able to bring both of those, and you had a wealth of experience with storytelling, but I get the impression that this really pushed you for the poetry, which is a relatively new thing to you. And I've seen you now, you're now able to just sort of pick up a thought or a you know, a bit of activism or, you know, a cause or something and turn it into a poem. You know, even concrete poems. That poem about the vinyl thing, that was gorgeous.
Oh, I love doing that.
Literally a physical poem in the shape of a record. But your confidence has grown and your skills and talents have definitely grown with this. This is a development opportunity not just for the city, but also for the bar.
And those taking part, have they put themselves forward, or have you haven't mm-hmm. sought out anybody that you must really take part?
We make this really open. I suspect there are people who we've kind of said, no, seriously, are you applying? But I think there was only one with that where we had to encourage them because we wanted to see them again. Mm. But everyone else, it's all been
self-motivated. I've told a million people they ought to do it.
That's the thing. Marion, your strap line is, if I can do it, anyone can do
yes.
it. which is interesting.
Everyone should write poetry.
Yeah, everyone should write poetry. Everyone should tell to everyone. Most people are storytellers, if you think about it as well. Everyone has anecdotes, everyone has history, everyone has experiences and things that they want and need to express and share with people. And it's just about... being the bard gives you the opportunity to do that for incredibly good cause, you know, just to celebrate life within the bounds of this city. And we've seen people in other town bards just take it to all sorts of different lengths and forming new traditions. I mean, even the oldest of the ones I can think of fairly locally, it's only 5 or 6 years old, and they've already built up this wealth of tradition of what a bard means, and it's hotly contested. Mm. So, yeah.
And the event is part of something called the Other Words Festival. What else is happening across
that? This was my strap line. 50 plus artists taking part in 20 shows across 5 venues and 3 days in 1 city. See, I remember that.
Oh,
that's
good.
It's good. It's not bad.
I was trying to write that down before you came. I didn't get there.
It's because I've written that down quite a few times now.
So briefly, what can we find?
Oh,
in other
we have
words?
All sorts of things. We have 5 different workshops, so opportunities to learn something new. Most of them are poetry or creative writing workshops. We also have a performance workshop called From Page to Stage. So, you know, how do you take that next leap from you've been writing poetry, how do you take it out there and stop your knees from knocking? So this could be something for people who want to apply to be the Bard 2018. Maybe it's just like a next step for them. We also have solo shows, people who are bringing us stuff either that they've taken to other places before or this is their first time. So Amy Aker is bringing her scratch of the Insomniac's Sleepover. That's the first solo show that we'll see on the Saturday.
Isn't that a great title?
Oh, it's beautiful. I've been looking forward to this show for ages. She's been talking about it and she's been giving us excerpts of her thoughts of this for 2 years. So with these shows, these are mostly curated. These are people who I've worked with in Edinburgh Fringe, in London, Milton Keynes, all sorts of different places. I've seen them perform. I've either seen solo shows from them or I've seen excerpts from things. And I've said, look, can you please bring something here? And it's either within the city or it's people from further afield. And what we're hoping for future years is we want to do more development work through the year so that we have more local people who'd be able to bring shows. We have storytelling or stuff where storytelling crosses over with poetry, like in The Sleeping Princess. We have Marion's solo show, Crazy for Love, which I was really lucky to see a scratch of. We have all sorts of things.
Romance.
That sounds good. So that is running the in other words, when does that run to and from?
Friday the 16th to Sunday the 18th. Virtually all the shows are free, and those that aren't free are very cheap. We have a Bardic showcase, so our last big hurrah for the Bard is on Friday in Cambridge Junction, and tickets are only about £6 full price.
I'm hoping there's a website which
there
tells everybody where
Thank
everything
you very
is.
Much,
no,
yes.
That's okay, I'm well trained.
So it's www.caminotherwords.co.uk. You can find all of the events listed there. We've got stuff on Facebook. I've just literally started an Instagram today, and we have Twitter and all of those things.
Sounds like you're very easily found. That's great. Yes. Well, Faye Roberts, also Marion Leeper, Bard of Cambridge.
Few days.
Well, thank you very much for coming in,
thank
both.
Thank you so
and,
much.
Thank you for having us.
Do send the new bard our way as well.
Absolutely. Oh, we will. Yeah, for one of the first things we do with them.